In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the power of courage. I think that there are several places in our lives, in our businesses, in our relationships that we need to have more courage. And we're going to talk about many of those areas. I think this particular podcast is really going to be a blessing to you. So I hope that you take the time to listen, and I will see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, Dr. T, and I am coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking and sharing with women all over the world how to live and be your best selves in those three particular areas. We are talking today about this power of courage. I'm going to tell you guys where this podcast actually started from and how it evolved into what it is. I'm really excited about that. Thanking you guys who are listening from all over the world. Thanking you guys who are donating. Thanking you guys who've been with me from the beginning. I'm actually going to be starting to do some video podcasting, so you'll be able to see that on Facebook. It's just that some people like to see you, and I'm finally getting over myself, almost a year into podcasting, and I'm finally going to get back to video, doing videos and stuff like that. So it's coming soon. I already got some folks that are going to support me and help me with it. So I'm getting ready to do that. And I really am excited about it. It's especially because I have some help and I don't have to do it by myself. So we are talking today about the power of courage. And when I first thought about this particular podcast, it started out as really wanting to talk about holding ourselves hostage. That's literally was the title of it. Because I think that there are many of us that hold ourselves hostage for things that we really shouldn't. And therefore a lot of different reasons. But I'm again trying to make sure that it's not this, like, I'm not coming across like, oh, I'm telling you about yourself sort of thing, but I wanted to shift it a little bit, right? And this is really like the work in progress that I go through sometimes. One, to shift it a little bit, so that the message can be heard. Sometimes I don't want to be the messenger that is causing people to miss the message. I don't want to be the messenger that's causing people to miss the message. And so I was able to do some thinking about that and do some shifting with that. And we're talking about courage because I think really we can just kind of flip some things around a little bit. And this thing can be, I think a lot more fruitful for this particular conversation. And so here we go. The first thing, I think I have six or seven things on this list. I didn't number them and I'm not trying to stop to number them. the first thing that I think that I am encouraging that I'm encouraging you to do is to have the courage to let go. There are some things that we are holding on to. And I think that there are many things that we're holding on to because of some things that have happened to us in our childhood, in our yesteryears, that scarred us, that shaped who we are today, and that we have not been able to get past. And there is a courage that it's going to take to be able to get through some of the things that I know that we need to have the courage to let go. I remember, you remember the story in the Bible where I think it was in the New Testament. It's in the Gospels, one of the Gospels. I think it might be John, where there was a man who brought his son to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't cast out the demons, and Jesus was able to do it. And then he said that this one comes out through fasting and prayer, right? Like this was on another level. I bring that up because I think that there are some things that have happened in our lives, some things that have happened to us in our lives that it's really going to come through fasting and prayer, that we have to have the courage to let go, right? That have the courage to get past, because you've done all the things, you've talked to the therapist, you've confronted the issues, you've prayed about it. But some things, you know, and again, praying about it, but there might be some fasting and prayer and just another level of things. And sometimes I think that there are some things that really just have to, God just has to perform a miracle for. And I know that the God I serve is still in the miracle working business, right? And so whatever that might be, and I know that there, again, we're all struggling with things that we need to let go, things that we need to let go about ourselves, things that we need to let go about our families, things that we thought would be the case. You know, maybe someone, I just feel led to say somebody's going through a divorce and you didn't think you would be here, but you are. And there are, and it's painful, and God's going to have to give you the courage to let it go. And to understand that He still can restore, right? When I was, in this Bible app that I'm reading, I'm just read through, just got through the book of Job, and Job got a double portion. Right. And it doesn't say how long it took, you know, but what it does say is it took after he was restored, he lived another 120 years. I know it said that, right? I'm not talking about, you know, the longevity of what we may or may not have, but I do know that God can restore time. God can restore a broken heart. God can restore anything. So I'm encouraging you to find the courage to let go. The second thing is having the courage to forego what they are going to say. There are some of us who are living our lives in accordance to, or doing things, operating out of a place where we are doing something because we are really embarrassed or afraid of what we believe other people may say. And I am praying hard that we get through that and find the courage to forego it. Find the courage to not care. Find the courage to maybe care, but still do it anyway. My Lord and my God, right? Like I had a conversation with a couple of girlfriends in recent months, and both of them are struggling with some family issues, you know. And you know what? There are a lot of people that are struggling, you know, with mother issues, you know, especially as our mothers right now, you know, as we get older, they're aging, and we're having some challenges. I think I've spoken to 3 or 4 people like that in the last 6 months that have been dealing with that. And It is having the courage to forego what other people may say, right? Sometimes what we're, I'm so challenged by this, because I know this was the same thing that it was with my mother, God rest her soul, is that we need our parents, especially our mothers. I'm just saying especially our mothers, because I'm saying it because that was what it was for me. We need our parents sometimes to be different than who they are. We need them to sometimes have a capacity that they just didn't have. Some parents don't have the capacity to, you know, engage with you in deeper conversations for whatever the reason. Some parents don't have the capacity to just be nice. Some parents don't have the capacity to not be jealous of you. Some parents don't have the capacity to forgive. And we then hold on to some of those things, right? And we wish, and because we long for it. I longed for some things that I needed my mother to do for me, longed for it. But you know what? With some things, based on who she was and the life she chose for herself, she didn't have the capacity to give it. And I needed to have the courage to walk away. And I had to have the courage to forego what I thought she was going to say, forego. I had to let go. That I needed her to be someone that she did not have the capacity to be. That stuff is hard. That's really, really hard. But in order for us to, I think, be as healthy as we need to be, I think we have to forego that. I don't believe that God wants us to do more for others than we are doing for ourselves. And because I think that Because we are the church, right? We are the temple, right? Not that edifice that we go to on Sunday morning, but we are the temple. We have to be taking care of that, which leads me into my third thing of having the courage of putting yourself first, right? There are so many of us that have lived lives where we weren't even on our list. I've said this before. I remember my younger sister who birthed two kids and then had three adopted kids, and they're all adults now. And I remember her saying something to the effect of, she started as a mother very, very young. And she was just like, I just want to have my life now. Right? Like, I've raised kids. I've done all that. I want to be able to have my life. I sleep when I want to sleep, buy what I want to buy, shop the way I want to shop, go where I want to go, do what I want to do. Right. And it can come across to some as a selfish act, right? Putting yourself first as a selfish act. And, but I believe the devil's a liar. And I believe that we have to take care of others. We have to take care of the kids we birth. We need to take care of, you know, the spouses that we've, you know, come into communion with. We have to take care of our loved ones. But I also believe that we should never do anything at the expense of not taking care of ourselves. And I'm not talking about, like, I know parents, like, you will buy for our kids before we'll buy for ourselves. I understand all that. But there is this chipping away that I believe happens when we continue to not put ourselves. It's just a chipping away. And then before you know it, you don't like the way you look. You don't like the way your hair looks. You don't care about the clothes you wear. You know, you don't care about going out and treating yourself nice. You don't treat yourself to anything. It just, because it becomes a chipping away, because we've taken care of so many others for so long. And then if something like that shifts, for whatever the reason, we can be left and lost with trying to figure out who we are because we've gone so long knowing who we were in the first place. That might set somebody free right there. And my goal and my desire for you is to have the courage to put yourself first, so that I believe that that's going to be pleasing to God. And again, everything done in moderation. Like, I'm not saying dismiss everybody and everything. Some of us might have to. I said it, I'm not taking it back. But really what I'm saying is put us on our list. Make love to ourselves. And while that might be like, no, I'm saying love me. Like, if I want to do something that's going to make myself feel extremely loved, then why shouldn't I do that for myself, right? If I want to go somewhere that's going to make me just extremely happy, then why shouldn't I do that, right? Because we want to give love to others, so we should give love to ourselves. So that was one. The next thing, I have a few more. The next thing is having the courage to live under our capacity. This one is about doing things with our finances that's different than we've done before. Some people love, you know, retail therapy, which I think is the devil, because we don't know how to do things within reason. But some people love retail therapy. They love to go out and buy, and it makes them feel good. But you know what? I think that's a trick of the enemy as well. Yes, I want to feel good. Yes, I want to always look good and feel good. But I need to do it under my capacity, because I'm just tired that of all of us that maybe spending so much that we don't ever have, let's just say, $2,500 of disposable income. We can't just throw away $1,000. We can't just, like, pay for somebody else to be able to do something. And you may say, well, that's not what I need to be doing with my money. True. Absolutely true. But I think that part of what we are called to do while we're here on this earth is to serve others. And I'm not talking about, like, doing things where people don't want to help themselves. I generally don't, unless God is telling me, help people that don't want to help themselves. But I'm all in for people who do, right? But I'm saying living under our capacity, so that when a tragedy strikes, because it happens to the Bible says it rains on the tragedy rains on the just as well as the unjust. When something happens, you are not outside of your capacity to take care of things. You're not outside of your capacity to take care of things. And I think that that's going to bless those of us who may be struggling with some financial decisions, struggling with with maybe we want to do this or do that to make people feel good. Like for Christmas, I remember a person I met said something to the effect of they had decided in their family to just exchange one gift, right? Because they just ended up giving away, you know, the rest of the other people. Do something like that where we're like, you know what, let's just spend time together, diminish all this. Let's do some things that are different, where we can create memories instead of spending all this money, right? So I'm encouraging you to have the courage to live under your capacity. The next thing I have two more is I want you to have the courage to walk away. I know that there's somebody that needed to hear that word right now. No matter when you listen to it, you needed to hear that word right now. That is a confirmation to you that God had told you to walk away. I'm not talking about it. I'm not saying whether it was a job or a person or any type of relationship or some money or a deal or a business or whatever the case may be, but having the courage to walk away. There are some things that we've put so much time and energy and blood, sweat, and tears. And for various reasons. And it's not, I really try to look at things like that as a learning experience, as opposed to a right or wrong, right? As a learning experience. I remember a friend I was talking to was talking about an unfortunate divorce that they were going through. And they were like, you know, while I hate having to go through this, there was so much I learned about myself, right? So much I learned about what I don't want. So much I learned about, you know, being able to even recognize negativity, right? Like no matter what it is that we go through, that I think God can still shine on us if we're willing to see the shine, if we're willing to walk into the shine. And sometimes the walking away, while it may hurt like crazy in the season that you're in, you're going to be better for it, especially if God told you to do it. If you're questioning it, I'm here for the confirmation to say that's what I believe God has said to you, and let this be that confirmation for you. And the last thing I want you guys to do to have the courage to do is to forgive yourself. There are so many things that we have done in our lives, especially if you've lived in any length of time, where you are mad at yourself. I am currently at the time of this recording. I had a whole situation this morning with myself where I'm mad at myself for some things that are going on. I'm frustrated. I'm irritated. And I just had to say, this is what my next 10 weeks, 12 weeks challenge is going to be. This is what I'm going to do because I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at this situation and I'm going to do better. This is on me. It's not on anybody else. I'm not even sharing it. I'm just telling you that I went through it. I'm going through it. But I'm having the courage to forgive myself as well, right? Like, I'm not going to hold myself hostage. Remember, I said that's what I was thinking about. I'm not going to hold myself hostage for what I've done. I'm going to have the courage to get through. I'm going to have the courage to say enough is enough. I'm going to have the courage to say, Tamika, I forgive you. Let's just get it together. Let's just get this thing done. That's what I think we have to do, because forgiveness is oftentimes the hard part. I wanted to make sure that in what I have even done, I wanted to recognize what I've done, what I wanted to recognize how I got here, because I want to make sure that I don't get back here again. It's this cycle. Okay, we got to stop the cycle, because the cycle is no good for us. And we're going to have to do something different because we keep getting back here. And there's no need for us to keep getting back here. So I have to have the courage to face that, right? I have to have the courage to walk away. I have to have the courage to fight for the things that I want that are within me to do, right? And I have to have the courage to forgive myself. And if I'm saying these things to me, I'm also saying these things to you, because I believe that if we begin to exercise this power of courage, that I think that our lives are going to be better on this side of heaven. That's what I believe. I hope there was something that I said in this podcast today that was a blessing to your spirit, that you take what you need, utilize it, put it in your heart, let it grow. What is the saying? Go say, one plants, one waters, but God gives the increase. I am hoping that I've planted something within you that you can continue to water to allow God to increase in your life. Decide today that you are going to be great on purpose, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.